Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here. On this week's Well One Connection podcast, Lori Welch, DPT, physical therapist at HRMC Pro Rehab, joins the podcast to discuss setting goals for physical fitness. Lori shares tips for setting incremental goals and tracking progress, and also touches on overall physical health, including sleep, nutrition, and physical activity.
This week on the Well One Connection podcast, I am visiting with Lori Welch, DPT, physical therapist here at HRMC Pro Rehab. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So it's exciting to talk to you. It is the new year. Everybody's talking about health and wellness and goal setting and all of that. So that's what we want to talk to you about today. You talk to people a lot about setting goals and their physical health. Tell us about your work and what you do as a physical therapist, and a little bit about yourself too, if you would, for those who might not know you.
I've worked at the hospital here at HRMC for the past 12 years in physical therapy. I've been at HRMC since I graduated from PT school. It's been an exciting career and an evolving career to work with individuals to help them reach wellness and fitness goals. Typically, we work a lot with individuals who have specific health issues or mobility issues, physical issues that are decreasing their ability to do something in their life, whether it's after surgery or pain. And so we work with them, giving them exercises and strengthening and mobility tools to help them live better lives. So we can do the same thing with individuals to help them achieve fitness goals as well. You don't have to have something hurt or have to have pain to want to feel better and move better. Yes, when you start to set a goal, you want to know the ultimate outcome. What do you want to achieve? And then we take incremental small steps to help you achieve that goal. And from an individual basis, I would encourage everyone to look at that as well. What is the final goal and what are small steps you can take to get there, to achieve that?
Okay, great. So when we're doing the incremental goals, let's say I want to run a 5K. Running a 5K tomorrow, probably not going to happen. I mean, it's not going to be great. So how do you, does the mindset come into that? Because I can go, yep, I'm going to do it. But what do I have to do to prepare myself for that? How do you get that patient on board, essentially, to meet that large goal with those incremental goals?
So you need to look at your goal, your end goal, and then also the time frame to achieve that goal. And so then working with in those two aspects is going to tell you to what extent you need to put in time and effort on a day-to-day basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis to achieve that goal. And so you break down your goal to determine time frames as to when you want to be able to do 1 mile of mobility or 2 miles or how fast you want to achieve those. And if you write things down, I always find that that's a really positive way to help you stay on track to your goal so that you know, are you ahead of schedule? Are you behind schedule? Do you need to work a little harder? Are you doing great? Did you underestimate your goal? And you can blast through that and set a new goal. So doing things like that. There's also goal stacking. So if you have a specific goal in mind and you determine, well, what steps do I need to take that? Often in a day, if you put one goal and achieve that and do the next goal. So if you're, you know, wanting to exercise more or drink more water or eat healthier, if you put those tasks next to each other, once you achieve one, you feel a bit more motivated to do the next one and move on to the next one. So those are all ways to help move forward and into your future goals, the things you want to achieve in 2024.
Great. So kind of gives you that little positive reinforcement that you did something good. You can take on the next step. So maybe I ran that first mile and I'm like, okay, that's good. I can go for a mile two now. So what about people who, you know, maybe they do have some mobility issues. Maybe they haven't been moving because they do feel pain or, you know, it's just not comfortable for them. You know, it's kind of that looking at the feasibility of that goal for one. But how do you get started? Because for me, like I work out, but I don't run. So if I wanted to run a 5K, what's that first step to like getting started? Maybe it's somebody who just has the goal of walking around the block because they are not able to do that right now. So what's step one?
And it depends on what your goals and your fitness level. If your goal is to just walk around the block, then I would suggest you set a timer and start walking around your house and just walking for time. So if you determine your initial walking, so if someone can say, oh, I can continuously walk around my house for 3 minutes and then take a break, that's great. That's a starting point. Now let's try to work up to 5 minutes and then work up to 10 minutes and keep incrementally moving that time frame up until the point where you say, okay, I'm ready to take this outside and start moving forward in that direction. If it's something that's a little bit more exercise based, as far as doing some strengthening, when you're exercising, you know, trying to do around 10 repetitions where something is a little bit hard, then that's a good place to stop or to move forward. If it was too easy, you need to make it a little harder. If it was quite difficult, maybe you need to stay there until you're ready to move up and to move forward with exercise. So if you're doing an activity, we're looking at 10 to 15 reps of an exercise. Another thing to look at and to keep track of is your heart rate. So, you know, exercising at a level or an intensity where talking is somewhat difficult. So if you're doing an activity where you could just sing a song, maybe you're not working hard enough. But if you're doing an activity where holding a conversation, so if your spouse walks in the room and asks you a question and you're having a little trouble answering, that is the perfect level of intensity that you should be moving to help achieve a good heart rate, to get some metabolic improvements, physical improvements, get some good release of hormones and chemicals to help with all the extra benefits you get from exercise activity.
Kind of that sweet spot that you want to be in to push yourself a little bit further and mm-hmm. to make those incremental goals. Let's use walking around the block. Maybe I haven't been able to do that. Maybe mm-hmm. I can barely walk around my house. I want to walk around the block in a certain set of time.
To know an actual time frame is difficult just because everyone's so different, but write it down. So get a notebook next to you and write down how far you walked. And if walking is your goal, I want you walking every day. There's nothing that's going to be harmful of trying to achieve that goal of the day. If you want to take one day of rest, I'm okay with that. But otherwise, every day walk and do the same walk for the same amount of time for 3 days. And then try to increase it as long as you can walk away and say, oh, that was only 80% difficult. You know, measure how that made you feel. And it's definitely a subjective thing, but that way you know too, oh, that wasn't that hard. I need to be doing more. Or, yep, that's pretty difficult to me. I'm going to give it a 90. Okay, well, maybe that's too hard yet to push forward. Take a piece of paper, write down that you walked for 3 minutes and how difficult was it? Oh, it was only 50%. Well, I'm going to stay there for another day. It didn't get harder. Let's now move forward. Let's add 30 seconds onto it and then keep moving from there. Don't be afraid to push yourself to achieve a goal as long as you're measuring how you feel after.
Great. I like that. I like writing it down too. I think sometimes it can become clouded a little mm-hmm. bit. I know as someone who, enjoys working out, if I've stopped for some reason, maybe my hip hurt, maybe I had the flu or something like that, you can lose those gains mm-hmm. pretty quickly, right? So what would you say to somebody? I feel like sometimes that's what we hear this time of year. You know, everybody's gung-ho, the gyms are full. Everybody's got the ideals of, you know, summertime. Maybe summertime's their goal or it's a year. And then, you know, maybe they started the walking and they were tracking really well and then they hit a roadblock. What do you offer as advice to your patients when they hit a roadblock? Is it going back to that tracking and saying, look, I did it. I can start again. I might have to climb up that ladder again a little bit more.
Well, I like to just, first of all, anyone who's trying to make any health or wellness goals or produce any change, I just think that's great. And I'm excited for you. And I am going to be your greatest cheerleader and in your corner no matter what. So even if you hit a roadblock and didn't get something done for a week, all right. That was that week. We're moving on to the next week because each day is a new day for new change and new goals. Make yourself healthier than you were the day before. And so every day is a new day. Anyone who's listening to this, I just encourage you that no matter what has happened in the past week or month or year, that today is a new day and it's a new day for new goals and new progress. when you do set goals and you don't achieve them, that's okay. You still have time to achieve them, and you still have time to move forward in your physical functioning. So at the end of the day, be proud of what you have achieved and then move forward from there. But there are like quite a few things that you can do to track progress beyond just your time or that kind of thing. What I sometimes like to do is pick a specific couple exercises and then time myself for a minute. How many can I do in a minute? So whether it's like for me, you know, like I'm looking at burpees and squats and push-ups. But for someone else, it might just be how many times can you sit down and stand up out of a chair? How far can you walk? What can you do for endurance exercises when you're standing, such as marching or those types of things, or sitting exercises? And I like to time them for a minute and write them down and then do a retest 3 months from now. So even if I didn't achieve my goal, I can do more than I could 3 months ago and kind of move forward from there. Always looking at the scale isn't my most reliable or favorite thing to do, because sometimes you're making big progresses in your functioning and big progress in your stamina and endurance, and the scale isn't always the best tool to allow you to see those results. Just finding basic tools. You can even just write down how you feel as a way to measure, well, you know what, I wasn't able to sleep well, or, you know, looking at those other measurements of health too. How are you sleeping at night? How much pain do you have? How does your body ache? And kind of keeping a little journal of that. So then 6 months from now, you can go back and read that and you can say, wow, I forgot how I was doing, and I'm doing so much better now. I've made so much progress in everything.
Yeah, that's I think, you know, we've set a goal maybe to run a 5K or be able to do burpee straight for 3 minutes or mm-hmm. whatever it is, or to walk around the house. And you were so focused on that goal. But I think that's great, because sometimes we don't realize the effect that it had on us, because mm-hmm. now that I have been training to do all those burpees, I feel better. I'm more limber. I'm not stiff in the morning, you know, those types of things. So it's great to pay attention to those too. You know, we're talking a great varying level of fitness here mm-hmm. in these goals. And so what are some ways that if the gym's not my thing and I haven't been even working out at all, you know, maybe my feel like my fitness level or my activity level is zero right now. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest to people who are kind of at that where they are not active at all, but they really, really, really want to gain that? Or so there's some things you can do just right in your home. You know, what would you suggest to somebody who just really wants to start?
Mm-hmm. So we are in the day and age where there's just information everywhere and you have access to it from your phone right in front of you. So if you're someone who doesn't have really any pain complaints, balance issues, or anything where a specific exercise might not benefit you because of some other restrictions, I would go to the internet. I would look at YouTube. You can YouTube 15-minute low-impact exercises. You can YouTube stretching videos and just kind of get started from there. Here, the physical therapists, all of us are trained and equipped to help you. Specifically, if you say, I don't know where to start, but I'm coming, I want to try some physical therapy, we can get you set on some home exercises that you do in your house every day. You complete them for a week, you come back in for the next week, and we progress it and kind of trying to find that sweet spot for you where we have you being challenged, but also where you're learning how to move forward with it on your own. We have great exercise facilities in Huron as well, where you could just go in and talk to them for just a quick conversation about, could I get set up with a personal trainer to just help me learn a few things I can do in my home and do that. The ability to find anything is just out there. You just have to go search. And I know if you're searching for the first time, it's kind of overwhelming, but there's also a lot of fun exercises out there. So if you're someone who loves the dance, the number of dance exercise routines on YouTube is endless. So you can go have fun with it, you know, you can make it a family event. So don't be afraid to just search for one, kind of find someone you like, and then just continue to follow them. Or just come up with a couple exercise routines that you have found that you like and continue with those.
So getting people moving is kind of what we're talking about, right? So whether it's your high intensity movement or it's just getting out and making those movements. You also have mentioned that, you know, sometimes it is more about that holistic, it's how the person feels. Because if I don't feel well, because maybe I'm not sleeping much and I'm not eating healthy, I'm not going to probably feel like working out. I'm probably not going to feel like making those steps or achieving those goals. So are there other, whether it's diet, sleep, social, those types of things that you talk to your patients about to kind of help them along with these fitness goals?
Mm-hmm. Research is showing that there's many aspects to overall health. Three that I like to focus on are your sleep, your activity level, and your nutrition. Making sure that you're eating good quality, dense foods. When it comes to your nutrition and what you eat, just like everything else, small changes in what you do make big, everlasting changes. So if you're a person who drinks a lot of pop, you don't have to just stop drinking pop tomorrow, but maybe drinking one less pop. You know, making those small changes, trying to move forward and progress. I encourage everyone to drink half their body weight in fluid ounces of water. Of course, speak to your physician if you're one who's on any medications that might alter that. But for the general population, we need to be drinking more water. As we age, we actually need to drink more water to absorb nutrients. So that's one thing that maybe gets missed a lot of times. If you want to have a healthier lifestyle, if you're looking at food, you can make goals then to eat one nutritionally densely packed meal a week. You know, change that in your family. How can we look at that? How can we find those small changes to impact our lives that way? Sleep is also very important. So they're recommending 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So looking at how do you sleep at night? What is your routine before you go to bed? What time are you going to bed? What time are you waking up in the morning? And that sleep hygiene. If you do have trouble sleeping, is it that you eat or have caffeine before bedtime? You know, looking at your screens, those things. If you don't sleep well, they recommend that after 20 minutes of being in your bed and you haven't fallen asleep, that maybe you should get up and move around and kind of start that routine over again to try and train your body into a better sleep pattern. Sleep is very important to overall health. It's important to pain. So working on that holistic approach. So how your activity and your sleep and your nutrition and all three of those things working together is what's going to overall make you feel better moving forward.
So much of what you said, it comes down to making those small incremental steps at changing, because it is so hard. I'm not going to successfully run a good 5K tomorrow.
When it comes to making changes in your lifestyle to help to benefit your health, if you make it, it's not an all or nothing thing. Every little choice you make is an improvement, is helpful. So if you try to do too much too fast, often that's not sustainable. And that's where people don't meet their goals or don't meet their New Year's resolutions or whatever they wanted to achieve this year, because it was too difficult for them to make those extreme changes. In order to create any type of change in your life, you have to put effort into it. It's not easy, because every day is a choice that you make to do something better, but it doesn't have to be an extreme choice and it doesn't have to always be hard, but a different choice.
In your profession, you help people do that. So you help them stay on track with that, and you help them with those goals. What would you like a patient out there who, you know, maybe has a fitness goal, maybe has a goal to just start moving a little bit, but feel like they may have some physical barriers to doing that?
So we prefer that you talk to your primary physician, and you can just call them and like leave them a message that says, hey, I would like to just try physical therapy because I'm having this pain and I want to get stronger. Your doctor may want to come have you come in and see you just to talk to you about it. But otherwise, then it would go through our centralized scheduling process and we would get you scheduled with physical therapy. And then from there, you would come in and we do an assessment to look at, why do you have this pain? Is it because you have some muscles that are imbalanced? Is it because you maybe don't have the range of motion in some joints that you should, that are contributing to that? Is there some underlying weaknesses that we can look at to address that? And so then we do a program that's tailored to you to overcome that pain to whatever extent that we can do that, but at the same time working with you to overall improve your activity, to improve your tolerance to activities, and setting goals. In physical therapy, we set goals as well as far as what our goal is for you to achieve by the end of therapy. And if that is to be on an exercise program that you can continue then outside of therapy, that's the ultimate goal, that you will keep moving.
Again, if anybody is interested in learning more about what we offer here at HRMC Pro Rehab, they can certainly talk to their primary care provider, who can then contact us if there's any questions, or can set you up with our scheduling department to get you in for an appointment. If you're looking for a primary care provider for the physician's clinic, is 605-353-7660. And if anyone has any further questions about physical therapy, if they would qualify for anything, they can certainly call our central scheduling department at 605-353-6334. Lori, thanks so much for being here and sharing your knowledge and your passion for all things health and setting goals and getting us healthy this year.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.